These are the letters. We begin with Marion Palm of Sunset Park, Brooklyn, New York. She talks about the Music and Faith article from May. Right from the start, the wonderful photo of a musician, and throughout this issue, I was delighted by the focus on music and how music contributes to our faith. Thank you so much for this. From Michael A. Frost of Palmerton in North Weisport, Pennsylvania, writes, when my two congregations returned to worship, I made the decision that they weren't going to be without music and without hymns. We've included hymns and have been asking our attending members, always masked, to hum along or to sing along in their minds and hearts, or, in my invented term, to whisper sing. Music is so vitally important in our worship life, so meaningful to the experience of being in church and lifting praise to our Lord, that I couldn't have the liturgy without hymns. I know folks are singing, but not loudly, but they are lifting their voices to the Lord, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Diane Brady from Ingleside, Texas writes, I just finished reading the letters page in the Pew Research Center findings from Melbourne, Florida letter. Some of the suggestions for conversing with the nuns used words like baggage and concerns. This is just my opinion, but as I observe it, the church really needs to talk about its successes and not what it should and shouldn't be. People are tired of hearing that God wants it to do this or that, and then it doesn't happen. So let's just keep it real, positive, and current. Sean Coker, writing about looking for balance, please have pictures of farm folks and working-class white folks. It seems that in an effort to be concerned about racial justice means lots of African-American pictures. So you need to diversify your editorial staff of all the Lutheran colleges across the nation so that the magazine will have a more balanced content. Nancy Caldwell of Blanchardville, Wisconsin, writes about articles from April. I especially enjoy the articles Father of Fibs and At the Edges of Resurrection. There is so much evil in this world, and it just seems to get worse all the time. Just look at what has happened in politics and journalism. I so admire the witness of Dietrich Bonhoeffer. He stood up for what was right even when he knew it could cost him his life. We need to be reminded of his courage every now and then. Ober Anderson of Ankeny, Iowa writes, I've read several of Dietrich Bonhoeffer's books and feel that I'm quite familiar with his spiritual values that resulted in his death, while many other Lutheran German pastors went along with the flawed German leadership. As a lifelong Lutheran of 85 years, I've observed my own church move from conservative to ultra-liberal during the past 33 years of the ELCA, and I'm sorry to say if Bonhoeffer were alive today, he would not be a member of the ELCA.